FNC's Carlson, Biden immigration policies an act of aggression, designed to humiliate you and demoralize you. By Jeff Poore on February 9, 2021. On Monday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson led off his broadcast by questioning the double standard that applies to Americans traveling abroad and to illegal immigrants, which under the Biden administration are facing far more lax policies than the previous administration. According to Carlson, the double standard applied to COVID-19 protocols, which are enforced for air travelers but not illegal border crossers. The Fox News host said such policies have the effect of humiliating Americans. Transcript as follows. Carlson, some medical news for you off the top. Last month, the CDC issued a press release that begins this way. Quote, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expanding the requirement for a negative COVID-19 test to all air passengers entering the United States. Testing before and after travel is a critical layer to slow the introduction and spread of COVID-19. This strategy is consistent with the current phase of the pandemic and more efficiently protects the health of Americans. Got that. It's all about the health of Americans, and that's why every human being who enters this country by air must first present a negative test for the coronavirus that includes American citizens. There are no exceptions. Corona infection, in fact, is the one universal reality of the human condition. We are all potential incubators of this deadly virus. But it doesn't end there. Travelers who test negative for COVID must still wear masks at all times. And that includes while on board the airplane or while walking through the airport. If you don't have a mask on, you had better be actively chewing. Otherwise, prepare for a steep fine and the possibility of never flying again. Nor is one mask necessarily enough. Tony Fauci has announced we ought to consider wearing three masks at once, a paper petticoat for your face. That's how serious our government is about fighting this global pandemic. But of course, you knew that, you've watched it. You know that the risk is imminent and profound enough that your children likely have been out of school for a year. Your business may be shut down right now. Your parents may have died alone, unable to hold your hand in the final days. The United States itself bears no resemblance to the place you once knew 12 months ago. But those are the sacrifices you have been asked to make, and you haven't for good reason. COVID is dangerous. It's existentially dangerous, they keep telling us. The authorities are more than willing to destroy your family and your country in order to protect you from this virus. That's their public position stated every day. Do they actually mean it when they say it, though? Those pictures of California Governor Gavin Newsom eating a maskless dinner in a crowded room with the most expensive restaurant in America were one indication that no, maybe they're not entirely sincere about their COVID policies. Maybe it's kind of a sham. Maybe there's one standard for you, a member of the despised and much bullied plebe class, and another very different standard for politically favored groups who can do whatever they want. Now, you'd hate to think that could be true in a country like this. A country with such a long and noble history of egalitarianism and equality under the law. Unfortunately, there has been growing evidence of that double standard. Now there's hard proof. Tonight, we've learned that Joe Biden administration is releasing thousands of foreign nationals living here illegally into American neighborhoods without bothering to test them for the coronavirus. People from countries with high infection rates within and crowded conditions set forth into the American population, like COVID isn't real. That's happening. It is the official policy of the U.S. government. On Friday, the White House was asked about this policy, and here was the response. Begin video clip. Question. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection is saying that they're having to catch and release some migrants without giving them any kind of COVID test before they are entering the community. So what is being done? What could be done? Jen Psaki, White House Press Secretary, are you suggesting they're letting people in across the border without testing them? Or tell me a little bit more. Question, they are being released, they are having to because of the executive order that the president signed earlier this week. Psaki, which executive, which one? End video clip. Carlson, yes, which one? COVID-infected illegal aliens released into the United States? Whatever. It's not like there's a pandemic. The press secretary didn't care enough to answer the question. No big deal. Can I remind you that our Treasury Secretary is a woman? Shut up. You've been empowered. But people who know the details of what is going on right now feel very differently and they are worried. Brandon Judd runs the Border Patrol Union. "We do not test the illegal aliens we release," Judd told the show, quote, "so we're releasing people without knowing, which obviously puts the public at risk." Well, yes, it obviously does. Leon Willand is the sheriff of Yuma County, Arizona. Last week he wrote a letter to one of his senators. Democrat Kyrsten Sinema will not call the Biden administration's new policy, quote, "a particularly dangerous approach." As he put it, quote, "there is currently no protocol for testing any of these people for the COVID-19 virus, nor is there any support being offered by the federal government to house, feed, medically treat, or transport these immigrants. And that's why in some places, taxpayers are paying for foreign nationals who should be deported to live in hotel rooms. Unlike you, they're not paying for your hotel room." But if that seems crazy, disconnected from reality, it is a small part of the Biden administration's immigration policy. A policy that seems designed to hurt the United States as profoundly as possible. In an internal memo sent last week, ICE officials announced the administration is suspending something called Operation Talon. That operation targeted sex offenders, but no more. Illegal alien sex offenders are now a protected class. Then a day after that, another internal ICE memo announced the quote, "effective immediately, the Biden administration would stop deporting illegal aliens who have been convicted of drug offenses, assault, DUI, money laundering, property crimes, fraud, tax evasion, or who have gang tattoos. Going forward, to any illegal alien charged with a crime, but not yet convicted of a crime, would also be safe from deportation." So what does all of that mean in practice? Well, it means, for example, that an MS-13 member arrested for drug dealing with previous convictions for, say, theft, extortion, grand larceny, would have to be released back into the United States, maybe into your neighborhood, even if he had been deported many times before. That's not some crazy hypothetical, by the way. Things like that will happen. A foreign national charged with rape, but who flees before trial, and that happens quite a bit, cannot be deported either. Technically, he hasn't been convicted of rape, so deporting him would be an act of bigotry, and so on. This is all real, and we will see cases like that guaranteed. The question is motive. Why are they doing this? Even if you thought the United States badly needed more low-skilled workers in the middle of an employment crisis, even if you believe that, even if you believe that your right to cheap housekeeping is more important than the right of the American middle class to exist, and many of our leaders emphatically do believe that, how exactly do you explain suspending the hunt for sex offenders? How is that a good idea for anyone? How is it a good idea to release illegal aliens in the middle of a pandemic without even testing them for the coronavirus? How does all of that conceivably help you as an American, as someone who pays for all of this stuff? Well, of course, it doesn't help you. But helping you is not the point. No one is even pretending the point of this was to help you. It's the opposite. The point is to punish you. When we release people who break our laws without even bothering to test them for the virus, the same virus we've used as a pretext for wrecking your life, what we're really saying in the clearest possible terms is, we don't like you. This isn't a policy. It's an act of aggression. It's designed to humiliate you and demoralize you. Reckless and destructive immigration policy is the penalty you are paying for your white supremacy. It's almost too dark to believe that's their motive, too dark to believe it's real, but it is. And over on MSNBC, they're saying it out loud. Begin video clip. Yami Shalsindor, MSNBC political contributor. Underscoring all of this as we talk on this racial reckoning is xenophobia. It is racism, it is white supremacy. What, how, when you separate brown children, especially from their mothers? We have to ask ourselves, how was that allowed to happen? And what role did white supremacy play in that? Nicole Wallace, MSNBC host, absolutely. I mean, I think that's at the root of all of these conversations. End video clip. Carlson, it's not the root of all these conversations, it is a smokescreen. None of these conversations have anything to do with race whatsoever. It's about protecting the American population. Period. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.